Let's now turn to the topic of why private health insurance is relatively rare in the poorer developing nations. We need to distinguish carefully between insurance for income and insurance for healthcare expenses. Insurance for income is quite common in developing nations. That is, when something bad happens to an individual, perhaps family members, friends, and neighbors help out that individual in any number of ways, including with aid and also with loans. But insurance for healthcare expenses follows a much more concrete model. The model for healthcare insurance is this, that an individual has some kind of sickness or injury, visits a doctor, the doctor charges the individual a price, and then the insurance company reimburses for the price for that medical service. Of course, in return for this reimbursement, the individual is paying premiums up front to the insurance company. Now, there are cases in developing nations where we find this model, but for the most part, it's relatively rare. Let's think about why that might be. First, if a poor individual is paying premiums up front to an insurance company, in essence, that individual is acting as a creditor toward the company. There is money being advanced now, under the possibility that perhaps later on that individual will become sick and will in some manner be repaid through benefits. But nonetheless, the policyholder, the poor individual, is acting as a kind of creditor to the company. Now, if we look at the economic positions taken by these poorer individuals more generally, in general they do not act as creditors, but rather they act as debtors. If we look at microcredit markets, they will even pay quite high rates of interest on an annualized basis, say 50 or 100% to borrow. So the insurance contract is putting them in the position of being a creditor instead of being a borrower, and that doesn't make natural economic sense. A second problem with the insurance model for many developing nations is that in general the level of corruption is too high and the level of trust is too low. This problem can take at least two forms. The first is that if you are asking poorer individuals to advance money to an insurance company, those individuals simply may not trust the company to ever really give them their money back. A second problem is that the insurance company may not sufficiently trust the doctors. Let's say a poor individual goes to the doctor with a sprained finger, and the doctor and the patient get together and collude, and they say, "Hey, you have a sprained finger. That's a minor problem. Why don't we say that you had a broken finger or a broken arm or a broken leg and that you had to pay me a large sum of money, and then I will charge the insurance company for a larger reimbursement and we will somehow share those gains." Unless there's a fair degree of trust in doctors and/or the ability to monitor such problems, the insurance company will be reluctant to proceed with this open-ended promise to reimburse for medical expenses. Again, I stress, there is a lot of insurance in these settings. The insurance simply doesn't take the form of direct reimbursement for healthcare expenses. So what forms does the insurance take? Well, one possibility is simply that there may be a lot of pooling of risk in poorer societies. So if you have high healthcare expenses in a given period, you will be helped out by friends, families, and neighbors. Presumably, these individuals can monitor fraud or the possibility of phony claims better than an insurance company could. What else? There is also very much the option of loans. So if you have very high healthcare expenses in a given period, what you can do is simply borrow more money. If you've borrowed money to pay for healthcare, this will mean that in the future you'll have to work especially hard to pay off those loans, but you may prefer that burden to the alternative of having to pay a lot of insurance premiums up front. In general, information on this topic is fairly scattered, but if you'd like to start, you can go to the Banerjee and Duflo book, Poor Economics. They discuss some problems with healthcare insurance, and also just Google Health Insurance Developing Countries.